Productivity Gains Highlight Churn of Pandemic Economy. By John Carney on December 8, 2020. U.S. productivity increased at a healthy 4.6% pace in the July to September quarter, the Labor Department reported Tuesday. That was below the 4.9% preliminary estimate for labor productivity, which measures hourly output per worker. Productivity had surged at a 10.6% rate in the second quarter. Productivity has a tendency to rise in economic downturns when employment declines faster than output. The precise reasons for this are debated by economists but are likely a combination of employers attempting to win less productive workers from their payrolls and workers putting in more effort in hopes of keeping their jobs. Over the last four quarters, non-farm business productivity increased 4.0%, reflecting a 3.4% decline in output and a 7.1% decline in hours worked. Productivity gains can be a major contributor to prosperity when they are made alongside output gains in tight labor markets. When the gains come along with rising unemployment and falling output, they can contribute to rising inequality and may not improve quality of life for many Americans. The 4.6% increase in productivity in third quarter 2020 results from the largest gains in both the output, 43.4%, and the hours worked, 37.1%. series, which begin in 1947. These enormous gains reflect the rebound from crash in output and hours worked during the lockdown in the end of the first quarter and start of the second quarter. In the second quarter, output fell 36.8% and hours worked dropped 42.9%, the largest declines in both series. Manufacturing sector labor productivity increased at a 19.9% annual rate as output increased at a 56.2% annual rate and hours worked increased at a 30.3% annual rate, the largest increases ever recorded. In the quarter prior, productivity, output, and hours worked all saw record declines. Durable goods manufacturing has been an important source of strength for the economy during the rebound. It was responsible for the majority of the 19.9% total manufacturing productivity increase, as it saw an increase in productivity of 47.0%, reflecting a 99.8% increase in output and a 35.9% increase in hours worked. The sharp increase was driven by motor vehicle production coming back online after being shut down earlier in the year. Labor costs fell at a 6.6% rate in the third quarter, a downward revision from the 8.9% decline estimated a month ago. This came about as the combined effect of a 2.3% decrease in hourly compensation and the 4.6% increase in productivity. The chaotic churning of the economy is especially evident in the measure of unit labor costs in manufacturing, which measure how much labor is expended for each unit of output. This soared 44.8% in the second quarter, the largest ever jump, as manufacturing output crashed faster than employment. In the third quarter, unit labor costs fell 12.1% as production ramped back up.